Would you tell us now about what you call this last invention?
I should give a little background just a minute. Immediately after the war, Hazeltine demonstrated at the Air Force activities in Indianapolis an altitude-coded beacon, which was an offshoot of IFF. That demonstration set the stage for the altitude-coded beacons that are universally used today, and with no credit to Hazeltine. The fact that they made the first demonstration was ignored in later developments. So the surveillance radars in airports gradually were adapted to altitude-coded beacons, and that could be either a response to the radar, or a response to an interrogation signal transmitted in conjunction with the radar.
Mm-hmm.
In the early, around 1980, it was recognized that a surveillance radar should have a separate antenna for transmission of the interrogation signal.
Uh-huh.
And we were active in that field. So we tackled the problem of making this radar that was to be attached to existing radar without overloading the mechanical stresses. And the new radar was to be a flat bed spring mounted on top of the rotating radar for surveillance.
Uh-huh.
The first thing they ran into was wind loading. And they were very apprehensive about the wind loading of an extra screen.
Mm-hmm.
Tacked on top of the radar, farthest from the bearings.
Yeah.
And we tackled that problem, and the first approach was a conventional array radar. The main radar was not an array. A conventional flat array,
mm-hmm,
of many elements was suitable for that purpose. It was not a phased array.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mechanically rotating array. So we designed a first cut at solving that problem, and they said that the rods in the array were too much wind loading. The rods were used as a reflector, and there were more reflecting rods than there were excited rods for radiating the signal into the reflector. With the support of my group, I invented a way of reducing the number of reflecting rods to one half, and the Air Force was quite excited about that improvement. So we, with the techniques that were peculiar to our laboratory, we designed these rods to have a large reflection without a large diameter. I devised a way to tune the rods so that they looked bigger than they were. And the Air Force was very much pleased and excited about it. We made models to prove the design, and then they put it out for competition. We applied for a patent on the improvement, and I must say I think it was a prime candidate for a patent. It was a definite improvement, and then they put out for bids. Well, we bid at a realistic price to manufacture a number of flat antennas according to our design. Our design by that time was open information in the FAA, and Texas Instruments, a giant, bid on the manufacturer, and I suspect they bid at a loss to get the contract, and the nitpicking contracting mechanism of the FAA, which is notorious, and it gave the contract to Texas Instruments. My patent issued, and we we planned to have the patent tested in the courts. It was tested in a court in Washington, D.C., which is not one of the usual federal court structure.